much. Ain't much. The food finally arrived. It finally arrived. 2 hours and 40 minutes later.
What did you order from where?
I ordered Papa John's. You know, they'll send you a text message and like, oh, well, you get a pizza for like 10 bucks or something like that, right? So I was like, okay, I'll do that. Because I haven't left the house all fucking day. The baby, actually, I'll save all that for pre-roll. But basically, the baby went with my mother and my sister to go do wedding shopping, like wedding dress shopping and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the day to myself. So I took I think I took like two naps. And it felt good. It was like, oh, I can actually sleep. But the issue is the day went by so fucking quick. I'm like, yo, like, it's going to be Monday tomorrow. Pretty much for me. So, and then with the weekends being a parent, there is no such thing as that. So I was like, let me go and just order a pizza, treat myself out a little bit. Mm-hmm. And of course, the moment I try to treat myself is when the shit shows up late. I ordered at 7:09. Ordered at 7:09 and I ordered for delivery. So the app was like, okay, your food will be delivered between 15 to 24 minutes because it's literally like a block and a half away from my house. But, you know, for me, I can't leave the house because the baby's here, right? So I told myself, I was like, okay, I'll get something delivered. I won't cook because I don't want to wake her up with me cooking. And then I don't want to spend my Saturday cooking. I do that all week for her, the wife, and me. So I told myself, boom, I'll just order myself pizza. The wife is out of town. And, you know, the baby's asleep. Let me order this pizza. Man, listen. 15 minutes goes by. 20, 30 minutes go by. And I'm like, all right, so I guess I ain't gonna get this fucking pizza, right? Mm-hmm. I look at the app. The fucking app. It tells me, it's like, oh, yeah, your food is ready to pick up. Pick up? What the fuck you mean pick up? I ordered delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people who are going to order, like, any, like, delivery service and stuff like that, if they, like, are going to call, like, they'll usually call to pick the stuff up. You never go and say, you know what, I'm going to open an app, go to Domino's or Papa John's or any of those, and I want to go pick up my food. That's the whole point of delivery, especially with Papa John's. So I called Papa John's and I'm like, all right, I ordered this, blah, 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 blah. Can you get it to me? This is at 8 o'clock, mind you. 8 o'clock, I'm like, yo, my food hasn't arrived. And they're like, oh, yeah, well, it's sitting here on the warmer waiting for you to pick it up. I said, I ordered delivery. So they had to cancel the order and then replace the order for me. No big deal. After they do the replacing order and things like that, I call 20, 25 minutes later. At this point, it's now, I'd say, like 8:45. I was like, the food's still not here. And they're like, oh, the driver forgot to bring your food. And I was like, what the fuck you mean the driver just forgot to bring my food, right? So then the driver had to go back to the store with cold-ass food because I was like, I'm not eating this food. It's like an hour and 45 minutes late. Then the third time they, you know, finally get the order right. I get the food. It's hot at the bottom, so I knew that they had just made it. Get it to the house. Now, what I ordered was the Shack pizza, which is a extra large pepperoni and extra cheese, right? I open the fucking box. What do I get? An extra large pizza with ground beef. So naturally, I ask, I'm like, yo, why did I not get the pepperoni? Like, that was the reason for the deal, right? It was a fucking $10 pizza. And I shouldn't be complaining as much because it's 10 bucks. But at the same time, you spend your money, you want your shit done right, right? So they're like, oh, yeah, we ran out of pepperoni. So what you're telling me is when y'all run out of shit, you just say, you know what? We're just going to give them something else. That's not how that's supposed to work. So, Papa John's, I really need y'all to get y'all shit together. That actually kind of pissed me off a little bit. A lot of it, but a little bit. So, yeah, that was my day. But some upside. But we'll get into that when we do the actual shooting the shit stuff for the show. So, yeah. Well,
sorry to hear that.
Yeah. What about you? Let's start the show. Because we're going to talk for at least 2 hours. So.
What up, y'all? It's Shan and Greg. Shan from She Gets a Podcast. Greg from Young Black and Bothered. We are out stereo on a Saturday. What's up? What's good? To the three people that been in here early, not on CPT time. I appreciate y'all. This is I'm out stereo, where we talk about various topics. The topic is build a bay. Okay. So think about if you could build a bay, what would that look like? What would that sound like? What would that be like for you and why? Just come through, throw some ideas, you know, give us, you know, your idea of the ultimate bay for you. We are going to share our bays for us. Clearly, Greg already has his bay. I am just out here wandering Earth. Okay. So that's the show. If you are interested in our old episodes, you can put in Loudmouth Stereo Pod on your favorite podcast platform, and you will see Greg and I wonderful faces pop up, and you can go through those episodes because they are there for you guys. If you are interested in Loudmouth merch, put in Loudmouth Stereo Shop on your Google and it'll pop the fuck up and you can purchase what you want to purchase. Either way, we're going to give you a good show tonight. Don't be afraid to pop in and say hello, drop a comment, and if any kids pop up in here, we just going to block you.
Facts. Big facts.
Okay.
So let's shoot the shit a little bit. Since he's in here, we'll start with the Twitter spaces, right? So I don't think Stone was in this week, but, you know, Pam, aka Precious, she was in there for a minute. We had a very, it was a long but short episode of, you know, of Drake's Everything Culture Room on Fridays for Twitter Spaces. I don't want to talk specifically about that, like last night. I want to talk about the week before.
Okay.
You and I, we talked about Stone. Shout out to Forget That, yo. Shout out to Stone L to Replay. So, when I talked to you on the phone, was that like Friday? We talked about his so enthusiastic version of This or That, right? So mm-hmm. his This or That was drunken. You know, it was a drunken comment that he made, which I thought was very funny, by the way. The This or That was, would you rather have to kill one member of your family and be set for life, basically unlimited money, or would you rather have to kill yourself? Your family can live, but they'll be homeless forever. And the Twitter spaces was divided because we were like, after he left, we were trying to figure out like, yo, like, would we do that shit? Me, I sacrificed myself for the family. I think Pam said she would have to sacrifice herself as well. Nobody said that they would kill off a kid in order or like a family member. And then I drunk a little bit more about it. And I was like, you know what? What if you have a pet? A pet counts, right? So if you have like a bird, a dog, a cat, technically you could just off them and then you should be just fine, right?
Oh, my bad. I was straining the main vein.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, but basically, like, I hope Stone leaves a voicemail about that because, like, that, it was, I was like, yo, like, I thought, I was like, dang, what happens, like, if you were putting that situation when somebody's like, you know what, we will give you $82 billion, but you know what, you have to kill someone in your family.
Yes,
you know, I thought about it. I know, you know, we're going to get into the build a spouse thing. That was just a really like a potent thing. It's like, yo, is this somebody in your family that you would actually be willing to risk? Now, you don't want to risk the kids. You don't want to risk your spouse. But like, is there like a family member, like without saying a name or anything like that, that you're like, you know what? Like they were there that day. And you know what? Like it's either them or us and they can actually go. So I was just thinking about that. So that was pretty dope. Let me see. I think, here go the voicemail. Let's start.
Absolutely not. A dog does not count. And it was not a family member. It was a child. You have to pick one of your children to kill.
Wow. Okay. So shout out to Forget That, yo. Shout out to Stone. He's clarifying it has to be a child. Now I'm absolutely divided because I only have one. So there's that. Shan, I'm going to assume it's going to say the same thing. She's not giving up either one of the baby girls.
I'm not giving up either one of my baby girls because I'm not having anymore. So I can't go backwards. So I'm going to have to keep the ones I got. Far as like sacrificing that animal, anybody that has a bird, something is immensely wrong with you because I need to be able to tell my animal to shut the fuck up.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So, as far as sacrificing relatives, I have three people that I'm so ready to sacrifice if that ever comes about.
Okay. So I think Pam is going to like clarify as well. She has a voicemail.
Okay.
Please.
No, you missed what he said. What he said was, you have to kill the baby, one of your kids, and be set for life.
No.
And it had to be the one of your two kids, or if you only had one kid, you had to kill the baby. That is what he said.
Well, no. That is an absolute no for me then. Yeah. That's an absolute no. Well, that was just, you know, a brief little this or that moment. Last night, really not much happened. You know, they were talking, you know, the usual stuff, talking sex, talking like politics and stuff like that. Me, I got a little bit too drunk and just fell asleep. I was quiet the entire night, and I woke up and Clubhouse was on, and I was in another room on Clubhouse. But either way, that's another story for another day. What did you do so far this weekend, even though it's Saturday night?
So far this weekend, I got the oxtails, like I said, I wanted to do Friday. What else did I do Friday? Mm-hmm. I got some things I did not need. Saturday came, I had to take Ari to an appointment this morning. They shot her up twice, so I had to play nice for the rest of the day. Which led to buying toys for no fucking reason. Went to the nail shop. The nail shop people done got in my pocket some more by offering them candy and turning around and telling me how much the candy cost. Now, why the fuck did you offer it to them in the first place? But, pay for that. Pulled up on my brother, just because I haven't seen him in a while. Had my children question me about why I'm going to go see Richie. And I was like, I wanted to pull up on my brother. And they was like, oh, here go Ari. I didn't know that was your brother this whole time. Girl, shut up! So I pulled up on him. he had all of his workers there. So it was like a questionnaire. And I had to like pull off. I was like, I'm not parking today because y'all going to question me to death. And I came home. And I've been cooking the oxtails since 3. I finished them around like 5:30. Oh my God, they are so good. That shit cost me $40. It's $10, no, $11 a pound for the oxtails. And so I bought 4 pounds of it and I cooked it. So now I'm currently hiding food in my fridge. My friend dropped her 1-year-old over, her son. So I had 3 kids today. He just left a little bit ago. So they're good. One of them is knocking on my door.
Okay.
Y'all?
All right. I'll carry it until you figure it out. So basically, for me this weekend, I told you that baby girl, she went with my mother and my sister to go get the wedding dress. This is one of multiple places that she's going. My sister, without saying too much, she said yes to the dress twice, which I thought was really weird because I guess she's saying like she liked these two dresses, but she's going to go other places just to make sure that, you know, that was the right one. But she knows she's like, you know, she likes two dresses. My daughter, whenever she gets around my mom and my sister, she's a completely different baby. So like she'll cling on to me. And then she'll see them and she'll cry because she's like, I'm divided. Like, I want to stay with you, but I want to be with them. So she went with them all day. And then she came back and she looked at me like I was a new nigga. She was like, who was he? And I was like, damn, y'all treated my baby well, right? So as I'm in the house sleeping all day, just, you know, trying to rest up when she gets back, my mom comes and she's like, oh, yeah, well, you know, we didn't feed her the dinner that you made for her or the lunch that you made for her. We took her to the Japanese steakhouse. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, y'all, like, grandparents treat the grandkids so much better than us. I was so lost. I'm sitting there. I'm like, yo, like you took her to the Japanese steakhouse. You didn't offer it to me. You didn't say, you know what? If you roll with us, then, you know, we'll go to the Japanese steakhouse. yo, she comes back and the baby got leftovers. I'm like, wait, how does the baby got like Japanese steakhouse leftovers? Because you know those steakhouses, like they usually like portion it out so you don't get to really take anything home, right? So baby comes home, she got shrimp, she got steak cutlets and shit. I'm like, okay, so that's my dinner tonight? She was like, no, that's for the baby. And I was like, okay, fine. And then she drops the, you know, the nail in the coffin for me is tomorrow they're going to another dress place. And guess what? They're coming to grab the baby at 11:30. So I was like, oh, so that's another day. But then I thought about, I'm like, okay, if y'all going to the Japanese steakhouse, take me with y'all. She was like, nah, you know, tomorrow we're going to go to, I think she said like, they're going to go to like Olive Garden or something simple like that. But either way, Ma, if you're hearing this, I absolutely hate you for the fact that you treat my grand, you know, I'm sorry, your granddaughter better than you do me, but it's okay. No big deal. No big deal. What else did I have on the docket? We talked about this weekend, stuff like that. Also, Friday was a big thing for me. I went into work and I had a really like weird day. Everything just felt a little bit off. I showed up like 40 minutes late and I get a call. So I got a call from the managing partner for our team, like for our office, right? And they're like, hey, Greg, we, you know, we wanted to notice your contributions and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I thought this was about to be me getting fired or some shit, right? Mm-hmm. Come to find out, I get a impromptu raise for, I guess, like whatever I've been doing since the pandemic. And like, oh, this is just like, you know, we wanted to, they call it a salary adjustment. So they did the salary adjustment, which is dope. But she also told me that I get a bonus and I get another raise at the end of the year for the like evaluations and stuff, which I thought was like really dope. I'm like, damn, like this every, like all the dominoes have fallen into place. The issue for me is I already know that the moment that, you know, we close on a house and I get a new house, I'm going to be searching for a job that pays more. So it's like, now I'm kind of divided because I fuck with them for giving me two raises in a year. But at the same time, I'm like, does that mean you're just not paying me my value? So I'm really kind of divided on that. But it felt good to actually get a raise. So that'll apply for my next paycheck. So since I'm salaried, it's already like built in. So I don't have to work any harder for it, which is really dope. But that was a big thing for me that made me happy on Friday.
That's good.
Let me see. What else do I have? I'll touch on this on Wednesday because I don't have my like interface together. We're going to touch on that video of the Amazon driver who she pulled up at somebody's house. And you know how Amazon drivers will be on the phone. So she was talking about how her head game was bogus. Like, I guess like the dude she was on the phone with told her that her head game was bogus. And yeah, we're going to talk about that.
It kind of gave me like lesbian vibes though, because I feel like a man won't complain about a woman's head game being crap like that to the point where I'm calling you in the middle of you working. I feel like a woman would. So I felt like she had a lesbian girlfriend, and because her girlfriend wants to probably sit on the phone with her while she's working to make sure she's working because she's insecure, she want to talk about the fact that her head ain't good and make her feel bad.
Yeah, that I can agree with too. I can agree with that. Now,
but that Amazon driver was a fucking asshole. Did you see how she was parked next to these people's car?
Yep.
Yo.
Hey, yo. Like, sometimes you just gotta fight, like, some of these people, these UPS people and FedEx and stuff, because they don't know any better. But it's okay. Like, they'll learn. If they don't learn today, they're gonna learn at some point. But anyway, let's get into the show a little bit. I bombarded Shan with three episodes. So we've already done one of those shows. We did that on Wednesday. This episode is more so about building a spouse or your perfect opposite. And the reason why I said both is because like a lot of people aren't looking for a spouse. They're just looking for somebody who's just like their match. And they don't really want to be with them. They don't really want to be in a relationship with them. It's just like, that's the perfect person, even if I don't want a person. So, you know, the perfect opposite was a good like counter to that. And I'm usually Shannon and I, like, we run our list down, like, you know, I'll have my five and then she'll have her five. But what we do is we do it like that. I wanted to kind of stagger it, but I also wanted to get some like participation from the people who are live. And ironically, we have like, you know, Stone and we have Pam. So if they wanted to leave comments, if they wanted to come on stage, they, you know, they're welcome. We can also have the participants who are in here now. I think we have Next Generation. And we had another girl who's just been in and out. I can't really see her name, but feel free to join in. Shan, I want you to go first because I'm going to just like lay it out. What is a ridiculous feature or a trait that you would put on your spouse or your opposite if you had the chance to pick the perfect opposite person?
What is ridiculous? Ain't nothing ridiculous on my person. I just... Okay, so I did this differently, Greg. Let me tell you how I did. Mm-hmm. I wish by visual so I could show you how I did this. I basically did like a diagram of what my build a bay would look like. And then I did arrows to the parts of his body that I would love to elaborate on. So for me, it's going to go head to toe. You just tell me where you want me to start.
Let's start at the toe. I'm completely fine starting at the toe. Since we start from the toe, we're going to end with the head, because why not?
End with the head. Okay. All right. So for me, I need my bae to have good hygiene, meaning he's not hiding toes and he's not hiding feet. He's taking care of them. Because if you anywhere in my bed, you got to take care of them feet, okay? I don't want to smell them before I see them, and I don't want to see them, and then I smell them.
Oh, no.
Your nails, different colors and different patterns, because if you look at a person's nails, it tells you how well their body is healthy, okay? I would like my man's feet not to be any smaller than 10 and a half, okay? Not because that means they have a big dick, just because I feel like that's a man size foot. Any, this is not the bad thing.
You are going to get some backlash already.
If for me, all of my man pieces in the past have been 10 and a half or bigger, any man out here with
Wait. Are you talking feet? Or are you talking feet? You know what you're talking about.
Feet.
Okay. Any I know man, you.
Any man with a smaller foot than that, like, I can't respect it at all. I mean, we could be cool. We could chop it up. I need your feet to be well-nourished, meaning they can't be ashy. I think I need you to be beyond the holes in your socks. And you just have to have a good foot game, meaning I don't have to worry about your foot, your shoe selection from professional to dress down. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to worry about you losing your mind if you go online to purchase some Jordans that the rest of the world is going to have and they're sold out. Like, sir, what? How old are we? We have to be over the Jordan trend, because every year they keep putting out the same motherfucking shoes from 20 years ago. The quality of it is trash. Like, I shouldn't be able to see the glue that you put on the shoe, on the outline of the shoe. And I feel like it's just so lazy now and mass produced that they don't give a fuck. They know they're going to get hundreds of people's dollars over these shoes, making them over and over again with less quality. And like, I can't respect a man who's excited about this shit. Like, you have to find another sneaker, you know, go to outside of fucking Jordans, my G. Like, come on. Be serious. Yes. Other than that, that's where I'm at with the feet. You know, I'm not taking no ashy feet men. So get it together.
Okay. So you went at the list differently. I like that, though. So you're going to be balanced for real for the show.
Yes.
Number two on my list. I'm going to skip number one for now. I'll come back to it later. Number one, you got to be a nymphomaniac. Ooh. Mind you, this is build a spouse the perfect opposite. Now, the reason why I say you got to be a nymphomaniac, you know, a nymphomaniac is you have to want to have sex at least once a day. It's not a requirement to have it, but you have to want it. Even if it doesn't happen, you just already know, like, you know what? I want some dick today. Mm-hmm. Like, I need that. There are a lot of people who are completely opposite of that. Like, you know what? Like, I can just get dick like every couple days and I'm fine. Like, no, like you have to desire dick. Like, why are we here? Like, if you and I are together and I'm fucking with you, you fucking with me, I want you to want me every day because I want you every day. Because if I don't want you every day, I'm looking at other shit to want. So I need you to be at that level. And I know that sounds really like disrespectful, but you know, it is what it is. I need you to be like, you want to have that every day. So number one, for me, or number two rather, is nymphomaniac. So on you, Shan.
I just need to be able, we have to crave each other equally. Like, I don't want to be with a man that craves me more than I crave him. And I don't want to be with a man where I crave him more than he craves me. It has to be equal. That means I can just look at you. We can be in complete silence and our eyes do the talking. And I just know, like, nigga, it could be on site right here. Like, you got savings account. I got savings account. We got a person that can access it if we get caught and locked up and need bail money. Nigga, that's how you feeling? Like, I need that. I need that man to be on that type time. Absolutely. But I feel like love and lust has to be in my bill today. If the love and lust is not there, then you could forget it because I'm not with it at all.
Yeah, agreed. So. All right. So this one's going to be a wild one. This was my number one, but you know, Shan, she, you know, she did her things. So I have to go back. This is absolutely like top of the list ridiculous. Ideally, I would like my spouse to have an automatic pleasure button on their pussy. Like only my dick is able to please them, and when it does it every time. That's, you know, I know it sounds like crazy to think about, but it's like, oh, like, can you imagine like somebody would say, oh, it's gonna, you know, that'll get old being pleased by the same person every single time. I'm like, or you just know it's consistent. When it comes to everybody who talks about their partners and people that they sleep with and stuff like that, the one thing they always say that they want more is consistency. So I want to know that every time I'm inside of you, you're going to come. Like that right there. That way you don't have to ask the question. That's something that I want personally. And, you know, I don't want to ask questions about it or something like that. Like, even if you're not coming, at least you know for a fact that, like, you were pleased by it. So there's never anything where after you have to pull out a toy, you have to feel a certain way about it, or you feel like I got mine and you didn't get yours. So that's my way of saying, like, an automatic pleasure button. Now, Shan, I want you to come, you know, I want you to, you know, come back with that. So,
okay, what is your counter to that? So you just made me sad. You made me sad because I used to have that, and the person ruined it for us. You know what I'm saying?
Oh no.
So now it's kind of like, ugh, it's hit or miss, dog. Like.
It's hit or miss.
I feel, no, for me, because I devour people mentally.
Yeah.
If I'm not mentally connected with you, the pussy cummage is going to be off. You know what I'm saying? And so sometimes when the fucking is happening, now that they fucked it up.
Yeah.
I don't get off, and it's kind of like, I know you put in your effort and I know you tried your best, but because we're not connected like that anymore, today was not the day for me. And I feel like he be knowing, that's why he don't ask. It's just like, all right, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, damn, I don't think we gonna get that back. So now it's kind of like, it's like double this. Like, oh my God, is this the time? Like, is today the day? But I'm not really, I don't know. I'm not going to say I'm not excited about it no more. I'm just like, it's not consistent like it used to be. Like, it used to be on some on-site shit. Like, I know guarantee. Yeah. Now it ain't like that no more. And then I'm kind of like terrified because I don't let myself get that happy or that excited or that involved with a man anymore, that I don't feel like I'm gonna get that back. It's just gonna have to be like those memories that I had when that shit was like decent.
So are you more afraid of like not like the pleasure principle of it, where it's like, you know what, like, you know, you'll get that and then it's possibly not there anymore? Or are you more concerned about the fact that, like, it won't be as good as
the first of all, motherfucker? That is my favorite Janet Jackson video and song.
It's the pleasure
principle. Okay. Second of all, I am terrified that, you know how people be like, you know, sex is not everything. You just got to make sure you have a great person. Shit. I don't want any more kids. So the sex is fucking 60% of why I'm in this relationship, bitch.
Facts.
Like, so I'm not going to say, like, the sex has to be excellent in order for me to have a great relationship with the next man. But, like, that shit has to be super, super on point. Or this man has to be pulling tricks out of his Barney bag that I have not known in life for me to be super connected on other levels for the other parts of the relationship to be good. But I am terrified that I won't find that person.
Okay.
So.
So I guess you countered mine, so I have to go again, right? Let's see. Wow, this one, how did this make the list? I must have been drunk when I wrote this. I said that, you know, another ridiculous feature that I would want for my builder spouse is a real booty and titties that look like the fake ones, but the thighs have to match. Now, hear me out. This does exist, and there are women who have one, if not both, but either it comes with a price tag or that person's just not my person. Now, if we're building a spouse, like, this would be great. And, you know, let me just preface this by saying, love my wife, love all of her features and things like that. This is just, for example, of building a spouse. The shit that I see on Instagram, I like it. I just want it to be real. Like, I hate looking at, like, the silicone bodies, knowing that they're fake, but liking them. Like, internally, like, something, there's, like, a conflict there for me. It's like, yo, she's cute facially, or, you know, half the time they're usually ugly, but the ones who are cute and have that body,
yeah,
it's like, yo, like, you're always questioning, like, how much did she pay? So I just want somebody who's, like, for that builder spouse, they already have that shit, and it's authentic, it's natural. Like, I don't need one of those butts that look like something from A Bug's Life, where, like, when she walks, that shit moves, and then when she stopped moving, it's still going. It's like, no, I don't need that. I just need a butt to just, it look the same way it should look in leggings. When she take that off, and it as it sit the same way it's supposed to sit, like, God help you, because I'm going to be in you, like, at all times. Like, and God, there are no weekends for you. There is no going out with the girls. So that's what I'm saying. Like, a real booty and titties that look like the fake ones, but the thighs got to match. And more importantly, like, you have to actually match the rest of this list. So having that and not having whatever else is on this list won't, you're automatically, like, off that list. You're automatically, like, this probably is the last thing that's on my list, but I added it at number three because it still matters. But Shan, what you got for me?
Okay. So since we already did the feet, okay, I'll say this. My ideal build-a-bay, his weight is between 185 and 195. Solid.
Oh my.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Good health. I don't give a fuck about height no more because I'm not procreating, so I don't give a fuck. Just make sure if you're short enough and you can reach it, that you can eat it. Okay?
Oh, whoa.
But ideally, like, to make me feel like I'm safe, I would appreciate a man 5'7" and up.
Okay.
All right.
I think that's fair.
I need this man to also have hands, but also be good with the toolery. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I need great hygiene. I need a good sense of his style. He has to have a good personality, and most importantly, he has to be happy already. Don't make me come in your life to make you happy. Be happy already. Thank you. Please.
Okay. All right. We'll take a break to play this message. Again, don't get blocked. That's all I'm going to say.
I just entered right at that laugh. That might have been the greatest laugh I've ever heard in my entire life.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, see, look at that. Look at that. See, shout out to him. All right. let me see. What is on my list? Since we're talking about like feet, we're still at the feet. I might as well add this. We can add this as a bonus because I have a list. Mine is like 14 deep. So yeah, we're only at number four. Yeah. So number four, I'm really picky about nails. I can't do anything with you if you wear red nail polish. Now, somebody's going to be disrespected by this, but people who know me know the reason for this. I've had a phobia of red nail polish since I was like three. And the reason why is because I have like family members from the South and stuff like that. And I have like, just like, you know, teachers and things like that. They will always wear red nail polish. I'm like, oh, he's so cute. Just wait till he gets older. I'm, you know, if you're just a little bit older, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, wait, what the fuck? That's a little bit weird. So that's always thrown me off. And he always wore red nails. But for me, it just reminds me of like old, like wrinkly ass hands. And they just have like red nail polish on them. Now, I'm sure there are red nails I've seen. I'm like, okay, they look cute on her. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's just like, it's an absolute turnoff for me. So when it comes to a builder spouse, like there's so many colors on like the color pattern wheel or whatever that you can pick. Just red nails can't be on there. Now, if you decide you want to wear them, cool. Just don't touch me. Like I'm okay. Mm. Like, kiss me, hug it. Like just the something about it just don't look right. Like
let me say this. I know you don't like red nail polish, and that's cool because you are entitled to your opinion. Today I have a very Today I have a very motherly color. It's like a slight pinkish, creamish color.
Mm-hmm.
And both my toes and my nails have the same color. And shout out to my motherfucking pinky toes out here, y'all. I have an official pinky toe, yo. For years, for motherfucking decades, I have been stuck with the motherfucking Jennifer St. John of toe, dog. I'm glad I don't have her other toes, but I have her pinky toe. And her pinky toe grows up. It doesn't grow out, right?
Oh, no.
After 5 sessions of consistently going to the nail salon for months, they got my motherfucking pinky toe to grow out. So today when I went to the nail shop and she painted this shit, I said, dog, look at my motherfucking pinky toe out here stunting on these bitches. It's a whole pinky toe! Oh my God, Greg, I'm so excited. But
oh my God.
In the fall time, I don't like dusty ass dark red nail polish. I will tell you that. Yeah. It looks kind of like, oh my God, this woman's gonna touch me and molest me. You know what I'm saying? Yes. But I am consistently down for a motherfucking OPI big red apple red. Yeah. That's that juicy red that looks like the best, freshest, tastiest strawberry you about to put in your motherfucking mouth. And you do it over with a gloss. It's kind of like a Christmas bright red that makes you feel good. But I don't do no dusty dark red, so I get you.
Okay, and let me piggyback from that. Absolutely everything you said about, like, the main thing was what you said with gloss. When I see, like, the red nails with gloss or, like, no, at least they have upkeep, that's fine. I'm completely cool with that. It's just, like certain nail polishes, like, when they chip, they just naturally just look ugly for some reason. Like, you can have, like, a white and it chips, but it don't look as bad as, like, a red. Like, black is up there on that list, too. It's like, yo, like, if you have, like, black nails, when it chip, you know it look ugly and everybody else know it look ugly. So, the red, for me, like, once it start chipping or, like, if you paint your nail, it's your physical nail and it's not, like, the, you know how women have those nails that, like, they look like claws and shit like that and they have those red nails? That's just cool. But when you paint your own, like, your physical nail and that shit starts to chip when you type it on a keyboard and shit like that, so it look like you chew your fingernails, that, oh my gosh, I'm talking about that shit's making me itch. Let's move on.
I call those nails that's, like, that got a little length on, I call those dick grabbers, dog. She got them dick grabbers. Today, I had to cut them down today and round them out because they were getting on my nerves when I was typing this week. So, these are not dick grabbers. These are more so dick caressers. So, if the man can feel the bitch in this weekend, I would like to be piped down. Shout outs to Drake. But if he cannot, that's on him.
Oh, no. Oh, my Lord.
But what's next?
Let me see. This one, it's not a sexual one. Wow. Because I think we went 4 for 4 for like some type of sexual feature one. But this is not. Self-aware. Being able to know when the argument isn't going their way and just accepting the loss. That is something that is on my perfect opposite build a spouse list, because a lot of us have always, like, we've been in a situation where, like, that person, they don't accept the fact that they lost and you won. And it's, you know, even in relationships, people say, like, it's not about victories or moral victories, but sometimes it actually is. When you know you're right in an argument, it's nice to know you're right. The last thing you want to do is know you're right, know that the other person knows that you're right, but instead of them accepting that, they go and make a stink or kind of like divert the attention from the argument to something to, you know, that'll appease you. So for me, being self-aware is, it's on my list of things that are perfect for a building spouse. You have to be self-aware.
Yeah, I like that too. It cuts out the space for insecurity or someone having to monitor you or police you on what you do and if it's dumb or smart. Please don't ever put me in a position to feel like you need guidance. What?
Yeah.
The only thing you should be guiding me to is your dick, sir. Like, the fuck?
Oh, no.
Okay, so what's on my list of things? Okay, let's move on to this man's starred part of body and to his knees. All right, so the dick on my build-a-bay, it needs to be medium.
Wait, hold on 1 second. Wait a minute. You're at the knees and we're at the dick.
What? No, I'm gonna go dick to knees. I'm gonna go dick to knees. I don't need to hit the knees, but I'm going to go dick to knees, okay?
I'm sure there's some woman who wants that, though. So
I'm sure. I see one. Like my friend tagged me in one. Homie was on TikTok, and he did that turn the light off challenge. And I'm just like, dog, who the fuck is getting this pipe? Because this man is going through vaginas and hitting esophaguses, okay?
Oh, no.
But that's not what I want. I had an ex like that. God bless him. And he got a curve in that dick, too. Whoever can take that weekly, good for her. Okay? Her inside is going to be busted, okay? Not me. All right. So, my star item of the Build-A-Bay is the wangage. The wangage, I prefer medium, okay? That's like, if he's having a good day, 7 to 8.5 for me is great. You know what I'm saying? I need him to also know his features of his dick. And I say this because I've had bigger and I've had that one not know what to do with that shit, right? So it's a waste.
Yeah.
And I've had smaller. And to me, if you have a small pee-pee, then the only thing you need to be worried about is pee-peeing, all right? You can't do shit.
Oh, no.
All right? But know what to do with your shit. I appreciate it, okay? On a regular, for me, if I am with a man piece that I am claiming publicly and behind closed doors, I need to be getting the pipe down no less than 4 times a week. I don't give a fuck. Okay? Mm-hmm. And if you cannot supply the bread and the butter, don't be mad when I go somewhere else to go holler, okay? All right, so the man thighs. I need nice man thighs. I need toned man thighs, just like I need toned arms. I don't like big muscle man arms. I feel like that screams I'm looking for another man, okay?
Yep.
So I don't like that shit. I just like a toned arm and a toned thighs. I need a man with good knees, because the way that I like my thrust, I'm gonna work you out. I'm gonna keep you young and I'm gonna keep you fit. But if your knee goes out during a thrust, what am I supposed to do with you? What am I supposed to do with you? So I'm going to need you, if you don't like drinking milk, I'm going to need you to be taking your vitamin D supplements and your osteo supplements, okay? Because I take them too, because both of my parents had arthritis and my knees do pop from time to time. But ever since I've been taking those, I have not heard my knee pop. I don't get Charlie horses in the morning, and eat your motherfucking bananas. You know, before you motherfucking work out to get your potassium up, eat your motherfucking bananas. Before you fuck me, eat a banana.
Well, I think they're asking you, Shan, to eat the banana, but that's
another. That's a different type of banana, and I will eat it. You know what I'm saying? But if you're not thrusting the way I need it to be thrusted, what am I supposed to do with you?
Yeah, I don't think you could do much. Yeah. Let me see. On mine, I'll give you two for one because they're kind of the same thing. You have to be soft as a woman. Like, for my builder spouse, you have to be soft. For me, it's really desirable. Like, if your body is two-toned to, like, the point where it's, like, stiff, it won't work. Mm-hmm. Like, now somebody will be like, oh, like, do you like thick? Do you like that? Like, for me, it has to be in the middle. Not too bony, not too thick, just nice and warm. In and out of the middle, talking about vagina, pussy, all that shit. Like, for me, that matters. As a guy, like, it feels good to know, like, when you're laying up to somebody, like, when you're, like, holding on to them, like, there's, like, soft spots, there's pockets there. It just feels good to know you're doing that shit.
Not
like,
when
you walk into, like, if you walk to the fridge and, like, you grab their ass and that shit ain't stiff, it's just, like, there's cushion there. Or, like, you grab their hips and there's cushion there. I don't want you to have a fucking, like, six-pack abs and shit. Like, what the fuck? Like, no.
Yeah,
like,
me either.
Like, now, mind you, with that being said, like, you can be healthy. You, like, when I say healthy, I mean, like, you can exercise and do all that other stuff. Nobody is saying that you can't have a six-pack. That's fine. Mm-hmm. But still, just know that, like, you know, like, have some type of, like, I want to say feminine because that's going to come off wrong. But, like, just have something to hold on to at night.
Yeah, some and type of cuppage.
I don't want to feel like I'm holding on to the nightstand. Like, I want to feel like I'm holding on to you. So, you know, that's for me. And my part two to that when it comes to being soft is women. Like, soft hands. A woman with soft hands is ideal around here. And we can't tolerate anything else. When I say that, like, soft hands means, like, your cuticles and shit, like, they got to be right. Like, they have to be right. You can't be having, what is it called? The dead man fingers and shit like that with the skin. Like, that. If that's your jam, cool. But at the same time, like, just know I like soft hands. So, me, I can't have soft hands. Then you have to have them. You have to be the counter. So, there's that. Do I have anything else on that list? Because, yeah, I'm at, what, 8 now? So, it's on you, Shane.
Okay, so I'm going to counter that. I do think women need to have women friends and male friends that'll tell you, bitch, don't be in there coming out looking like no nigga. They need to have somebody to tell them when they need to tap out of the gym. I'm tired of women going to the gym to get fit and then they get so caught up in the protein and the muscle that they start coming out losing their jiggles. The titties need to jiggle still. The ass cheek need to jiggle still. The thigh needs to jiggle still, because when you feel a man's ass and then you feel your ass, you should know the difference, right? I appreciate a woman's ass that jiggles and has aftershocks like a motherfucking earthquake. I appreciate that.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
I think women's titties should always bounce. If your titties don't bounce, stop putting it in faces and cameras. We don't want to see that shit. When it comes to hands, I appreciate a good man hand with a little blisterage. That means there's not a woman coming correct in your life and there's space for me. Now, When I see a man, when I see a man in public, especially in Atlanta, because that's where I live, and his hands is hella moisturized, I said, one, he might be for the other team. Mm-hmm. Two, he might be married and that woman actually gives a fuck about him. And three, he's confused. But when I see a man out here working and, you know, starting to take care of himself and he have a little ash or his knuckles is a little need, you need a woman in your life, that's the kind of man I like. Let me be your cocoa butter connect. Let me be your, what is the difference between a body cream and lotion? Let me tell you, my brother, let me show you how to correctly lotion yourself and rub it in, because a lot of men don't know how to lotion themselves. They put the shit in their hand and they slap it on the area and they rub two times and they ready to go. No, bitch, that is not how you lotion. You need a woman to tell you how to correctly lotion yourself. And this is how you know a black man has gotten his ass beat by his mama enough times about being ashy. When he's very straight and he correctly moisturizes his motherfucking skin because he's tired of the backlash that he got from not doing this shit. So now as a grown man, he comes correct.
Mm-hmm.
So I will say that I appreciate a man with rough hands, but I have always had soft baby booty hands. Even my men that I'm in relationships with, when I meet their best friends and we shake hands, they don't wait. They say, oh my God, your hands are soft as fuck. And they just keep rubbing my hand to the point where I'm uncomfortable because, nigga, I'm not with you. Get the fuck off my hand. So I know I have soft hands, but I have a thing with lotion where even in college, I will leave a 3-hour class to go either to Lennox to go buy me lotion and come back or go home if I forgot my lotion. Like, I'm really big on my hands feeling comfortable because I like to write and I like to draw and I like to do things with my hands. So if my hands don't feel good, that throws my whole aura off. So when it comes to soft hands and soft booties and creams and motherfucking shea butter, boy, I'm your girl.
Facts. Actually, before I get into mine, we have a voicemail, Shane, if you want to play that one.
Who it is? A whistle. Can I play again in them goods? It's SJ!
Oh my God. So I just did my first talk. Hello, guys. I just did my first talk and wasn't quite ready to get off stereo and came over here. And the first thing I heard was Shan talking about she needed asses to jiggle. And then I looked at the topic and we're building a bay. Okay. Yay. And yes, there should be a distinction between how my ass feels and how my man's ass. Well, the man.
Yes. Talk about it, SJ. She be knowing.
Yeah. I think she got a part two coming up. So I feel like she got a part two coming.
That's
so
for sure.
I'm waiting for that. So let me, while she's doing, you know, her part two, let me just say my next, I'll do two just to be frank. So number one, patience. I think that's kind of like self-explanatory. Mm. Like my builder spouse, you have to be patient. I'm not the easiest person to work with. And I can be very flighty on any given day. So patience matters. Secondly, be interested in everything. Now, somebody like, damn, I got to be interested in everything. Yes. being interested in everything means like you're not shutting yourself out to exposure for new shit. I've dated women previously who were like, no, I don't do that. Like, or, do you not do it because you don't know about doing it? Or like, are you doing it because like, that's just not cool for you? And both are respectable, but my thing is, if you're just doing a shit and saying you just don't want to do it, it's like, but it could put you in a position, you know, in a different position. It can honestly make you a better person, make you more well-rounded. So for me, saying, you know, that you're interested in everything, it's like, enjoy some sports. Like, even if it's just like merely watching them, like sit down with your man. And even though you don't understand football, just know, don't ask questions during the game. Wait until after, like make a mental note, like, yo, like, let me ask a question about that. But enjoy it while it's there because that person's enjoying it. Because you would want them to do the same thing. Say, for example, you as a lady, you watch Real Housewives or something like that. You don't want your man asking you questions while you watch it, right? So it's better to just be like, you know what? I'll tell him about it later, but at least they're enjoying it with me, or they look like they're enjoying it. So for me, that's something that matters for a build a spouse for me. You have to be interested in everything. It doesn't have to just be sports. It can be, you know what? I'm interested in learning new recipes. I'm interested in dogs. I'm interested in, like, you know, nature, going on a hike. Don't say, you know what? I don't hike because that's white people shit. But like, you know what? Like, black people do hike, or, you know, all like people do different things, even if it's just once. If you hate it after the first try, cool. But just don't say you don't want to do it because of, you know, the fact that somebody else told you they didn't enjoy that experience. So be interested in shit. So that is my two. I think now, oh, she got her voicemail ready. Let's go. What she got?
Ooh. Cut off on me. The person that I'm currently dealing, because we all know I'm polyamorous, so you know my sex life is a little bit different than other people's, but there does need to be a distinction between how my ass feels and how his ass feels. And I am with Shan as well. I go through a ritual. Like, I'm all about presentation. So I go through a ritual. It's about 3 days out when I know that some dick is coming. It's about 3 days out. I will start, you know, with my homemade sugar scrubs and stuff.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, or, you know, so, you know, everything is soft. Everywhere that his hands or his lips or his face is going to be is butter soft with that sugar scrub. So, you know, I believe in, you know, I need them to remember where they was at, no matter where they at. So, yeah, I'm with you. Let's build them. Oh, shit.
Yes.
Yes, that's a fact. I see, I do that too. So when I know I'm getting the dig down, I prep all day. I know when I'm taking my third shower, I know what body scrub is being used. I know what face mask needs to be used before I do the body scrub. I know I need to exfoliate. I know I need a certain type of mouthwash. I know I need a certain type of soap. I know I need to prep his things. I know what time I need to get my kids in the fucking bed or drug them. See, I prep. I prep my whole house. I know what candle I'm using. I know what bed sheets I'm having on. I know what extra towels I'm going to have by the bed. Like, it's a whole prep situation. So there is no, last minute pull up on me. I'm like, right now, can't nobody last minute pull up on me and be like, you want to fuck? No, I'm not ready. She's not ready. You never say shit. You know, I'm a scheduled type of thing. I need to know beforehand. You don't just pull up on me.
Facts.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Y'all list is getting real. I like y'all list. Y'all list is spicy. You and Esther.
Okay. So let me see. So wait, before you go, let me just put this in there, since we're getting off of the body. Okay. Let me keep it clean for y'all while my mind is clean. All right. So for my bae, I need him to be an entrepreneur and still have a side job still, so he doesn't have to pay hella money for his insurance, right?
Yep.
Do work smarter, not harder. Okay. I need him to be financially comfy already. I need him to be debt free. And if he's not debt free, he needs to have less debt than I do, because two people in debt trying to connect and bond lifestyles, it don't make no sense. It's counterproductive. Overall, I need that man to have nice skin, meaning I'm not looking for perfection, but you need to already know what works for your skin already. You need to already know what you should be eating that's good for your skin, what's not good for your skin. And you also need to have your own regimen, whatever the fuck that is. Some men are blessed enough to wake up and the only thing they need to do is clean their face with water. And if they work out, they just make sure they use a toner on their face and they're fine, right? And they're fucking flawless. Some men have to do a bit more depending on their skin type. You cannot be in your motherfucking 40s and still not sure what to use on your body. You cannot use Jergens all over your fucking body, okay? There's a reason why that lotion costs $3. I'm going to need you to up the antics.
Yep.
Yeah, okay?
You have to. I got it. Like, say, you have to know as a guy. It's not even about being 40. Like, shit, when you hit 21, you should know the shit that works for you. Now, yeah, obviously, you can play with different colognes and soaps and lotions and stuff like that. But you have to know what works for you, but you also have to use the shit. If you have a cabinet full of cologne and you walk out the house without that shit on, just make sure it's a hot day. And that's the reason why you don't. Like, you know your body temperature, you know your body, like, status and stuff like that. But you have to make sure that your hygiene is, like, paramount. Washing your face, obviously. Brushing your teeth. Brushing your fucking tongue. Like, brushing your fucking tongue. Let me say it one more time. Brushing your fucking tongue. I hate having conversations with you motherfuckers with white tongues because you forget the fact that you brushed your teeth and all the shit that you're actually about to say is coming off of your tongue. Please, just focus on the things that matter. Either way,
those are people that be driving towards pussy or dick and still wondering why their breath still stink and they brush their teeth. Because you ain't brush your tongue, bitch.
Exactly. Please, like, brush your fucking tongue. But when it comes to, like, personal hygiene, like, I implore people to know that cologne does not cover funk. You still need to shower. Usually, like, I'll tell, like, you know, my younger friends and stuff like that that I meet, they're like, oh, Greg, where'd you get that soap from? TJ Maxx, Marshalls.
Come on. Greg, pause. As a grown-up, Marshalls, TJ Maxx, and some Rosses, depending on where it is demographically, they have the best body scrubs and the best motherfucking soaps and the best hand soap that will smell up your fucking house. You have to be picky about your shit. Going to Walmart, going to Target, going to the dollar store, going to the same place you buy your groceries to buy your body shit is something that teenagers can do and people who don't know what they need to know already in their 20s can do. As a grown-up, there is a reason why your body wash is $30, and when you use it and you pay real bills, it'd be like the most precious amounts, because you know you know how much it costs, you know the quality, and you know how much you realistically need. Now, when you was living with your parents and they had body wash, you know you had having a fucking body wash in that washcloth.
Exactly.
You know, fellas, what I'm saying?
I can only speak for me, but I'm speaking for men. Like, number one, when it comes to, like, this hygiene shit, washcloths are different from loofahs. Certain things go certain places. Y'all just Google the difference. I'm not going to tell anybody because people are different. I've had friends be like, they use the loofah for, like, you know, upper body, and they use the washcloth for the lower body. Me personally, I have two loofahs and a washcloth because certain things need to be touched certain places, and I keep it that way. Same thing with the whole dynamic of having two towels. If you're using one towel as a guy to dry off your entire body, you need to go ahead and check yourself.
They really getting all that dick on that face.
Yeah.
And there's somebody really out here with that raw dick, and I'm not talking about, oh, you about to get some pussy raw. I'm talking about you've been scrubbing the fuck out your dick with that loofah, and then you're going to take that loofah and all that dick skin you go out to scrub.
You definitely just touched on something I was about to say, because somebody's going to counter and be like, well, I air dry. Men, hear me out. God. We don't air dry. We do not fucking air dry. Some guys will be like, well, I air dry. Like, if I get out of the shower, I do all the things. Like, you know, I have a friend.
All
like,
the oh, things. Yeah, well,
when I, you know, they be like, oh, I get out of the shower and I brush my teeth and, you know, I put on I'm like, yo, your body is not completely, you have to have some type of cloth to dry your fucking body. Drying your body, like, it matters so much, because what happens is, even though your body can't, like, make mold, your body starts to smell moldy.
And, yeah,
like, if you don't dry, like, properly dry off, your body smells like it didn't dry. Like, have you ever, like, gotten out of, like, the pool? Because, you know, summer just happened. Have you ever, like, gotten out of the pool or the middle of the fucking ocean and your skin is just like dry. You're trying to figure out why. It's because
you smell like wet dog.
Yeah, like you smell. It's because you actually have to shower. And when you come to, you know, the end of that shower, you have to conclude it with drying your body off. Your pores, things of that nature, they have to be cleansed completely. And just using the soap in the shower doesn't cleanse your body. You have to cleanse it with some type of cloth or fabric to dry off the things to close those pores. If you don't close those pores, guess what happens? The shit you eat, the shit you drink, that shit seeps through your pores. And all the soap did was honestly just make a scent for your body. So a scent on top of funk, because you're going to be funky the moment you get out of the shower all over again. Guess what happens? That makes a smell. So when you're wondering why you smell like a pissy homeless person, that's because you didn't go dry your dick off. You forgot to dry your dick off. You have to make sure you do these things. So again, with the builder spouse, and I don't want to speak for the women's side of it for men, but as a guy, just a little bonus, know the difference between your washcloths. That's number one. Also, number two, your soaps matter. Like, you don't have to be unscented, but it's okay. Google Duke Cannon. They have 57 different scents and things like that. Again, TJ Maxx, Marshalls, Ross, one of the best benefits you'll ever find in your life. Just going down the soap aisle. Sometimes you can actually get away with some of the women's scent if you are a guy. Just depending, you know.
Listen.
And, you know, for people who are just starting out, I will say this, but I'll say it gently because I know people feel a little bit differently about this soap. Dr. Bonner's is actually okay for certain parts. Now, I've had guys tell me like, oh, great, like I use the peppermint. I can't use the peppermint below
until
my belly
button. Part peppermint hits that pee-pee hole.
Exactly. So there's that. Secondly, we talked about the soaps. We talked about the shampoos, guys, men, fellas, all that shit. Like the shampoo is for your hair. It is not for your beard. You have to have a beard wash and you have to have a shampoo. Preferably, I would tell you to use the shampoo first for your head, do that, and then do the beard after you've washed your face. Wash your face first, then do the beard, and then finish off with a rinse of your face. It gets rid of all the dirt, and it also makes sure that your pores are met with all the nutrients that that beard wash is going to give you. The shampoo that you use for your head cannot work. It won't work with your beard if you have a beard. Somebody might say differently. I'm just telling you what I know and what I've experienced. Okay. Beard gives your beard that nutrient that only one other thing on planet Earth, which is pussy, gives your beard. So outside of that, there's that. Just know your hygiene. That's all I want to say. Shan, what else?
That's a fact. What's on my handy dandy motherfucking list? Bum, bum.
All right. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about the fact that not all women want the washboard abs. Not all women want to see 12 packs, 6 packs in their men's stomach. I certainly don't. I want a man I can lay on, lay up with, and a man that can lay up in me. Okay? So that means I prefer a man with a little Buddha. Okay? I prefer a man who's sometimes in positions to hit it from the back and I can feel his stomach on me. Okay?
Okay.
I like that. And I prefer a man that can give me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe a 6 extra pillow by laying on his stomach because I want to hear when he's hungry. I don't want him to speak. Okay? So therefore, I need a little Buddha belly because I appreciate it and I like it and I like to play with the little hairs that goes down to his man meat, okay? And when we are hot and sweaty after putting in work on each other, I like that little puddle that be between his man chest and that Buddha at the top. I like that. I like to see the hairs curl right there. So I'm not looking for a man with a six-pack. So my Build-A-Bay is not about to have no six-pack, and I'm not about to make him feel less than my sex object. Okay, my man piece, because he doesn't have a six pack. You don't have to. I don't want that. Again, my man has to have a man chest, meaning no titties. I'm the only one having cuppage in this bitch. I got double D's, 38s, baby. I got you. You want some titties and something to rub on? I got you. We got that, okay? The girl got the jugs, but she ain't got no milk no more because I ain't got no kids, all right? But I don't want no man with titties, okay? So if you have a cuppage there, that means you need to start running. You need to be doing your jump ropes. You need to be playing basketball with your friends a bit more so you can get back that man chest. I need that man chest there, and I want to appreciate your little nipples because, again, I'm the only motherfucker up in our bed having the big nipples, okay? You can play with my nipples all day if you like. What else? The back. I appreciate a good man back. Like, I like the little dent in the middle. I like the two dents at the bottom. And I like a man who can walk around the house or walk around our room and in my bathroom. And while he's in the light and I'm in the darkness of the abyss of what the fuck we just did, I can watch you clean that meat, stroke that meat, and I can watch that meat hit your thighs from side to side as you get your shit together. If your dick is not hitting from side to side and I can't see your balls hanging from the back, I don't want it.
So you out here talking the gospel. Let me see. Oh, we got these voicemails. I'm going to play these both. I think we got Asia and we have SJ. So if I pronounce your name wrong, let me know. I'll correct it.
This is why it pissed me off when I saw a post talking about, well, why do women get up and go to the bathroom right before sex? As though they don't know that we trying to freshen shit up. We go through all of this presentation and some dudes will literally do nothing more, nothing more than shake the last drop of piss off of the edge of their dick and want to walk their shit right over to a bitch's throat. But we do all it, but have the nerve to like get on us because we want to have some clean, bring some clean cat to the table. Man, look, we do too much for me to even go through all that. We're not going to go through that conversation, but I love the presentation and I love a man who appreciates my motherfucking presentation. Yes. And so I don't want to hear about how you don't need lingerie and how you don't need all the fuck you. We're not here to give you what you need. I'm here to give you what you want. And so just take it because see, once I stop making the effort, then you'll complain about that too.
Right.
Yeah. Right. You want to know what's funny? When guys say that they don't need shit, it's because they've never had shit. Especially when it comes to shit like lingerie and stuff like that. Like, you appreciate good lingerie. And regardless if you ripped it off or something like that, 9 out of 10, the men who rip it off are the ones who paid for it. And that's their right. Or they're going to pay for it in some other way. So if the guy's like, okay, she bought me some lingerie, I'm going to rip this shit off. But guess what? I'm taking her somewhere after this. So neither party can complain. But the guys who say shit like, yo, you know, I don't need my woman to wear lingerie. Just fuck me. I'm like, y'all, like, you know, you can go pay for pussy that will do that for you, right? Like, that is definitely a thing. But appreciate when women want to do for you. And as a man, I've been in, you know, both parties, the guy who didn't appreciate it and the guy who has. And I'll tell you, the pros outweigh the cons when you honestly just appreciate just the little details. So everything that SJ said, absolutely right.
Yeah, like, sure. I need a man that knows when I prepped the pussy or the back abyss for him. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you know this? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And, again, men, don't assume that a woman doesn't have a stash of fits for the dick. I got fits for the dick. But if we don't have a discussion about you would like to dress it up and make it real for you, I'm not gonna go in there and give you something extra, especially if you're not my nigga.
Facts.
I don't have to do above and beyond shit for you because we have an agreement. We just exchanging what's being exchanged. But if you would like and you deserve extra toppings on top of what this is, I might reach into my bag of tricks and pull out something for you, but you gotta open your mouth.
Both ways.
Yes.
Hold on. We got Asia.
I dead ass. I'm not gonna lie. I dead ass do miss fucking a chubby man. I'm not gonna lie. Because them is some fun feeling ass motherfuckers. I mean, they soft. And if they used to be like a little muscular, oh gosh, they so cute. And that little girl, that booty belly. Don't make me call my ex, Lord. Please.
She said she's about to reach out and touch somebody.
Reach out and touch somebody's hand.
Listen.
Like, it's the ones especially, you know, I see the posts that's, I know y'all done seen them, you know, talking about you don't, for all y'all women that think you need lingerie, you know, my grandfather did this and my mom, you know, and so some woman in some fucking muumuu or shit. Let me tell you something. Of course, your grandmama was in that muumuu and had 13 motherfucking kids because all he had to do for her was roll Listen over up. And stick it in. And you know why he stuck her with them 13 kids? So that he could go out and have fun with the bitches that was wearing lingerie.
Yeah.
So that he can go back to the strip club unencumbered.
Yep.
Yeah, right. No, fuck that. My muumuu is strapless, crotchless, and it's got heels attached. Okay. Hey. That's what it is. So if you don't like that, then I'm not your girl. If you need somebody walking around in a fucking muumuu and a bonnet and shit, then I'm just not your girl. Go on to the lazy bitches. Go on over there.
Oh, that shit. She is saying nothing that is not a fact. Everything
Shay,
is low right now.
And Shay never disappoints, dog. Okay, so what else is on my list? Okay, let's talk about brain, and I'm not talking about head. But my man piece, my bae, has to know how to give me head in the proper way. Why? Because he asks me questions, and he knows how to follow directions, okay? Now, the brain. I need my man, my bae, to be intelligent, wise, street smart, book smart, say less and do more. Meaning, if I'm on 10, I need my bae to be at a 5 so he can balance me out and come at me with solutions. So he can listen to all of my issues and my problems and he gonna let me talk. And then when he speaks, I'm gonna know he has spoken because he is coming with solutions and he's at a level 5. I can't be at 10 and he can't be at 10 because we're going to come down to solutions and resolutions too late. I need him to be at a 5. And I need to also be able to do that for him. This is an assess the issue. And while he's talking, I'm already coming up in my head with solutions. Okay. Right. He's also, I would like him to be corporate movable, meaning, just because he's street smart doesn't mean he can't hold his own in a business setting. Or if I have a business function, I don't have to tell him what exactly he needs to wear. I don't have to tell him what not to discuss. I don't have to worry about, oh, somebody call me over there, I'll be right back, and him standing there looking like a motherfucking clown. No, he's going to be able to hold his own. And I think that has nothing to do with how you were raised. I think that's basically the caliber of man you have goals to become. You either want to be comfortable in these settings with different people from different walks of life and be able to be respected, so you know you need to carry yourself a certain way. Same thing for women. Just because, you know, she grew up with her grandparents and her parents wasn't shit and she does X, Y, and Z, which is vulgar to a lot of people for a living, doesn't mean she can't hold her own in a business setting or a business dinner and you have to worry about what she's going to say to this executive's wife. You know what I'm saying? You have to be able to balance it all. So that's something I need. What else? We can get into the other stuff later because that's more physical. But for that, brain-wise, that's what I need.
Absolutely. I agree. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make my next one really quick. You have to have the ability to get over issues quickly. Like, that one is big for me. I've had exes and I've dealt with people who just honestly, like, they harbor feelings until the next day. And it's like, yo, like, I thought, like, you and I, we talked about that and we came to a conclusion. So now that we have the conclusion together, you should also have it separate. Basically, what I'm saying is you can have a terrible day, but you can decide to start tomorrow fresh. Life's entirely just like too short for a lot of bullshit. And even though that sounds a little bit like amnesia, I would just rather somebody who knows things, accepts things, and moves on from things. So that could just be, you know, an argument, but that can also just be your day to day. So please, like, for my builder spouse, like, be able to get over things quickly, when or when not you're right or wrong. So that's just my next thing. So what about you, Shay? Next one.
Okay. Let's get back to this head, okay? I appreciate some gray in a man's hair. I don't need you to have a full head of hair. You either can be bald or you can have a great set of hair, but I'm not dealing with the men in between that's trying to hide shit and not come to grips with the fact that, sir, you're losing your hair, so let's cut it off, okay? I think men who are bald look great. I think men who have hair on their head look great. The ones that I'm just like, dog, your life would be so much better and easier if you just let go and let God, are the ones mm-hmm. that's stuck in the middle. I'm not going to be with someone going in the barbershop with horrible head of hair and coming out with dreads or fake waves in a wig cap mm-hmm. or what do they call that? A unit. I'm not dealing with no yep. unit men. If you would like yep. to put on a unit, that's cool. You should be able to do so. But you're not about to be not Chantal's men piece, okay? No. Absolutely. I appreciate nice teeth. My man piece has to be going to the dentist a minimum of 2 times a year, okay? And mm-hmm. that does not include dental work. Dental work is fucking expensive. So it's nice to have a man that looks nice and smells good and dresses nice and has a nice car and has his own business and can take care of himself. But if he's not taking care of his mouth and his body and his health, if he's eating like trash, I don't want nothing to do with him either. Okay? Nope. So you have to have nice teeth and you have to have good mouth work. Wink, wink. Okay? The beard. I don't necessarily need a beard. But if you have a beard, I don't want it to be struggling. It has to be juicy and well-nourished, okay? If you don't have a beard, I'm not really into goatees, but I do appreciate a good hairless face. I don't like thick mustaches because it tickles my lips. I have very big lips, top and bottom. You feel me? So I don't want no man mustache that's tickling my lips. So it's either you have a beard and you take care of it or you have no hair on your face at all. Also, I do appreciate when men let their hair grow in a little bit on the side of their face because I love brushing my hands against stubble. I don't know. It does something for me. And if I don't have a man that has stubble on his face, I might let my pussy grow a little bit more and just play with the stubble until I need to get her naked again. That is just me. That is just what I motherfucking like. But for the most part, that is my build-a-bay. Okay? So wherever this man is, come forth, my king. Come forth.
Okay. I'm gonna close this out with mine. I'm gonna make them really quick. Number one, have your own sense of independence. You don't need me, but you want to be with me. Respect my space and be able to manage your own. There are a lot of people that I've noticed, and we talked about this before, Shane. They don't like being alone because they've never been alone. So you have to have your own sense of independence and being able to be by yourself in order to be with me. Because there's going to be moments, like in any relationship, if I go to a bar, you should be able to handle yourself accordingly. Okay, I'm going to the bar. You can relax, watch TV or something like that. And vice versa. When you want to go and have ladies' night, have ladies' night. But also, just know you don't have to check in. That right there is definitive when it comes to being a perfect spouse. Like, know your spouse trusts you enough to just be like, you know what? Do your thing. I know you're coming home with me. That's fine. So that's number one. Number two, And actually, this should have been number one on my list at the beginning, which is be emotionally strong. I know you can still cry your eyes out and you can emote, but I need your emotional core to be strong. Things can phase you, but you know the answers to fixing them, or at least the resources to finding out how to fix them. That shit matters. What I don't like when it comes to a spouse is if, like, you can be emotional, and that's fine. Nobody's saying you can't be emotional. But if you don't know how to control your emotions, that right there is detrimental for a lot of relationships that I've seen, and even ones that I've been in. Like, you have to be able to kind of, like, you know, hold yourself accountable for your actions as well as the people around you. Because sometimes those people don't need to be around you, and you're the person holding you back from ending that relationship. So be emotionally strong. Last but not least, I need sarcasm, irony, and humor. If you don't have all three of those, and when I say you have to have them, it's non-negotiable for me. I need you to have a backbone. That means you have to be somewhat sarcastic. Irony, you have to have that as well. But humor, if you don't have some type of humor, you're just like a, you know, just like deadpan, I can't fuck with you. There's no point of us being together if you have no sense of humor. You need all three. It's not negotiable. Basically, that's my list. And mind you, like, the physical list, oh God, I already talked about the ass and stuff like that. I'm a man. But I'm going to say this without trying to sound like overly disrespectful. You can't be ugly. Like, I feel like that should just be like a thing. Like, when I say you can't be ugly, I mean, some people just make themselves ugly by the shit that they do. Like, you could be cute as shit and dress terrible. And it's like, why are you doing this to yourself? Like, you're intentionally just making yourself ugly by the way you dress. So there's that. And there's the inverse, where you're just ugly, but you dress really good. Like, I just need you to be, like, medium ugly or just, like, ultimately
medium
fine.
Ugly, dog. What?
I need you to know it and accept it. Like, if you know for a fact you're ugly, just be like, you know what? I might be a little bit ugly, but you know what? I got my shit together. I don't want to hear about your degrees, nothing like that. But, like, no, when I say got your shit together, meaning, like, you might just be ugly, but you know what? You look good and you're ugly. And that's fine. Because there's so many, like, think about, I'm trying to think of, like, an ugly person that people consider to be ugly. Shit, like, Seal, for example. Like, Seal, everybody call that nigga ugly. But it's like, yo, how the fuck he worth $14 million and got women? Like, cool. Russell Wilson. They like, oh, well, Russell Wilson's not a looker. He got Sierra. And look at him, like, he just your average fucking Joe. Like you could tell he goes to, like, Barnes & Noble on Tuesdays and shit. So, like,
I love Barnes & Noble. Him.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, you make you attractive to other people. And it's all, you know, not everybody's going to want to fuck with you, and that's fine. But just also make sure that, like, you're not doing yourself a disservice by purposely being ugly all the way around. If you know, like, you got a lazy eye like Music Soul Child, wear glasses. It's okay. It's okay. Your mom might be going half crazy, but you know what? You got them glasses.
I'm done.
No, you know your style. You hear me? But, I mean, that's personally my list of, you know, build a spouse. I didn't, as a guy, I didn't want to do too many physical things because it's not much. Like, you know, we'll fuck a wall with a hole in it if we could. So there's not much physical that we can talk about as men. Everything for us is like, yo, I wish my girl would do this. And everything is always something that has to do with, like, an emotion or something that's like a trait that happens. But one little bonus that for me, when it comes to build a spouse, is you have to want to create a family or have a family foundation. That shit matters. That shit is a bonus, but it matters. Too many women that I've come across in my past, like 2 or 3 years, they don't have a family because of whatever that circumstance is, and I'm not judging that, but they also don't want to create a family and start anew. Like, if your family treated you bad and they don't like you and things like that, and you don't like them, like, be willing to start your family from scratch and make it the way that you want to make that family. Too many times have I heard, like, you know, women say, you know what, I don't want kids. I don't want a family. Like, you know, my family's crazy. My mom's crazy. My grandma's crazy. My sisters and brothers are crazy. I'm like, no, like, so you're trying to tell me everybody wrong and you just came out perfect. Like, that shit's weird to me. So I need you to be like, okay, well, make your model of what's going to be perfect so I can be with you. Because what happens if you get with that perfect person who wants to start a family with you? And guess what? you don't want to start a family. Now you've ruined that person because they wanted to build with you, and you just...
That's why I tell people up front, dog, I don't want no more kids. You already have kids? Are you a daddy? I just don't want to be calling you daddy later. But are you really a daddy in real life? Oh, okay. Well, how old are they? Are they older than my kids? Okay, sir, you in the green light, dog.
Yeah, but you know how it is, Shane. Like, we all meet at the lobby, but we might be going to two different floors. All I'm saying is, if you stopping at 3 and I'm going to 19, we won't match. Like, I need to know for a fact that, like, while I'm taking this elevator ride with you and my relationship with you as a spouse or a perfect opposite, at least we're going to go far enough together where it's like, I get to know you and I can figure it out. I can't figure it out if you only going 2 levels above the lobby. Like, you at lobby, and I know for a fact I'm going at 19. You see me press the button, I'm at 19. You're like, hey, you know what? I'm just going to the 3rd floor. Like, that's not enough for me. So my building spouse has to know, like, where I'm going, but they also have to know where they're going and let me know that shit. Too many people that we've talked to in these stereo streets, like, for the past year, when they talk about relationships, they talk about all the men and all the women who just didn't meet them halfway and they didn't tell them things outright. Let me know from the beginning. Like, yo, I'm getting off at floor number 3. I'm like, okay, well, I know I'm going to 19, so we ain't going to talk long. Cool, that's fine. And that's fine, but let me know that shit from the beginning. So that's my little bonus. Just let people know where you're going to meet and where you're going to meet them at. So that's my little list. I think we got 2 more voicemails, so we'll play those. You know, Shan's going to do the final, you know, the last call, and we're going to get the fuck up out of here. So.
Okay. Uh-oh, SJ didn't hit us.
Mm-hmm. So one thing, I guess it's a little bit hard for me to answer the question about Build-A-Bay. I feel kind of a way about it. You know, when we're just jesting and joking about it, yes, I want a nigga that can eat pussy, right? Like, I didn't even know that they made dudes that didn't know how. But, you know, mostly if I'm really serious about it, I want them to have, I need them to be able to inspire what they require in the same way that I know how to. That's why I don't really have a long list of things that I need from people, because I know how to inspire what I require from people. I know how to get it out of you. And if I can't, then I can move on. And so I need somebody who knows how to do that. And I'll use what Greg said as an example, that he wants somebody that knows how to get over things quickly. Well, you know, you have to inspire that. And the way you inspire that is to get them over it quickly. And the way you do that.
I think she had another one.
Yeah. Hold on. Here you go.
I'm sorry, it cut me off. But most of the time when you encounter people that hold on to things, it's because they don't feel safe letting go of it. And so where you may believe that one conversation should be enough for them to feel safe, you can't dictate that for them. So if you require that they get over it quickly, then you need to inspire them to feel safe enough to do so, which means they feel safe enough with the solution that you've come up with as to how the shit won't go down like that again. So that's just an example. I need for my bays need to know how to inspire me to do the things that they require. I don't want them to list anything to me that they need. Just motivate me. Because I'm a good motivator. You see, I go through all this presentation. What do you think I do all that shit for? I know how to get what I want. I want you to do the same.
Facts. I fully agree. I can't even combat that. I don't even have a comment. It's just the facts, man. Like, you know what you want from a partner. Just, you know, like, you have to present it to them in that way. I think Shannon and I talked about this before. Like, don't tell people the shit that you want 6 months in. 8 months in, a year or two in. Like, yo, like, the fuck? Like, I understand things change.
When I have, like, a certain chemistry.
Like, I just need people to understand, like, yo, like, let me know at least the stuff that you already know now, and then we can work on the other shit later. But, I mean, that being said, man, this was a great show. Mind you, Build-A-Bay, it's all, we're saying it in jest. Like, we had a whole bunch of, like, you know, funny quips and things like that. Nobody's perfect. This is just things that we would like. Now, obviously, we've missed some things. I know I missed a mark on a few, and I wish I would have had that on my list, but Shan is there for that. Like, Shan's that person that will literally say, you know what, Greg, you might have missed this, and I'm going to add it on my list, because she said something. I was like, yeah, I need that. That's definitely something that is on my list for the future. But you know, what that means, this was a great show. Everybody who called in, everybody who left voicemail, shout out to y'all. Hopefully I'll be back on Wednesday, but Shan's going to head us out.
Y'all, in ending, I also need somebody that's goofy, but will still chop somebody head off if need be. That's like a must. I also, the person has to be creative. Not like on the same level as me, but creatively, you have to have something about you that's talented, regardless of if you have a dollar to your name, you still have a talent that's worth $1 million. And you just have the confidence in yourself to make something shake, period. That's what I respect. Now, this has been Loud Mouth Stereo. My name is Shan. That is Greg from Young Black and Bothered. Yep. If you want to check out the episode will be available next week. Because the girl gets busy with the edits and drops that thing so y'all can have it. Please check out the latest episode of Young Black and Bothered that dropped today. Okay. Please check out She Gets It podcast that dropped yesterday. And we will be back here on Wednesday with another good show. Thank you, SJ, for coming through and dropping the facts as usual. Thank you for anybody that came through that was new tonight. Anybody that shared the show, thank you. And if you are interested in Loud Mouth merch, please check out Loud Mouth Stereo Shop on Teespring. Get your merch. It is fall. I did wear my first sweatshirt this morning because it was kind of chilly and I appreciate it. It was comfy. So, Greg, another great one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm glad we did the show and we got it out because, boy, they're not ready for Wednesday.
Yeah.
We got the shit off our chest for Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, for tonight. But, yeah, improving your quality of life, yeah, y'all gonna hate me for that one. I'm just letting you know this now. So, yeah, this docket is full and ready to go. So I hope that y'all are going to be prepared for that. But ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Loud Mouth. I know I'm out for tonight. Shan, you can go ahead and feed them the details, and then we're gonna be out of here.
Yo, this has been Loud Mouth Stereo. If you want to check out where we at, what we on, what we doing, check out at She Gets It Pod on IG and Twitter. You know, hashtag Hey Greg, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully he'll find it because Greg is very to himself with his shit. But if you need anything, have any questions, hit me up. I'll go ahead and relay the messages because I am Greg's side man to this Loud Mouth Stereo shit. But we do appreciate you. This has been Build a Bay, okay? This is Loud Mouth Stereo Podcast. Don't forget it. And we will see you Wednesday.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
Hey, do you have the Wi-Fi password? Common words everyone has said in an airport, coffee shop, or any public place with free internet. Don't fall victim to internet hackers while using free internet thanks to NordVPN. NordVPN is one of those services you tell yourself you don't need until it's too late. We've used the NordVPN to browse the web, check bank accounts, and even stream apps like Netflix. It's the only VPN service that lets you bypass ISPs, perfect for when your job has sites you frequent like Facebook is blocked. It's the best VPN service you can get for both price and performance. Install NordVPN on up to 6 devices, including your smartphone, tablet, and desktop, and experience the service for yourself. Start protecting yourself and your content with NordVPN by heading over to nordvpn.com/YBAB at checkout and save 75% on your subscription.